Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. I have decided that we are going to invoke the golden at bat rule and get Ethan in here to take Ryan's position. Ethan?
Can I say anything about this, or do I just have
to
shut up?
Let's get Matt in here. Heck, what do we know? You don't know until you know.
I'm going to do the Harpo Marx effect
then. Ethan, don't even stop eating your yogurt. It's still an upgrade.
I'm gonna do the Harpo thing here, and so instead of speaking, I just
beep boop. Can we let's briefly discuss the golden at bat situation here? Is anybody in here in their right mind thinking this is a good idea?
Look,
put your hand down.
She said,
boop.
"In your right
Ryan,
mind."
No. I am in my right mind.
I would love to know what Ryan thinks the golden at bat is.
Well, he just found out about it because of my ex post about it.
Uh-huh.
Would we know David Fries in the year 2024?
With the stupid
golden at bat rule? No.
Well, how do I mean? Let's see. Albert was still on base.
Ethan, tell us what the rule is.
We could really dove into that statement.
I know.
Ethan, tell us what the rule is.
So basically, Rob Manfred, sorry, I'm trying to get the yogurt out of my system here.
Yeah. It's not a euphemism.
Rob Manfred, the commissioner of baseball.
Go back to the bell.
I know.
Use the bell. Okay. Shush.
Said that at the owners' meetings, which happen every winter, that there was discussion about potentially implementing.
Was this at the drunk after party?
It may have been.
That's where I want to go. I want to go to the drunk MLB commissioner's after party.
A lot of rich people. Really rich people.
What about a golden bat?
And if it was gold?
Is it
shiny? I love when they're shiny.
Maybe we have medals and stuff. And like a golden at bat, and the golden at bat is real gold, and it doesn't hit really hard though, because the gold's so soft.
You belong. Heavy. You belong.
Super heavy bat.
So
these are all better ideas than
if you hit
what
a home
they came
run
up
with it. You win the golden at bat, and you can melt it down for charity. Yeah, Rob, that sounds great.
That was way too good.
Anyway,
Ethan,
what's the real golden?
We reinforced the
golden. This is a real thing.
It actually is. So basically, what it would do is it would allow for teams to be able to, at one time per game, in any situation, be able to send up to the plate who they want. So let's say big moment comes up late in the game, bases are loaded, you're trailing by a couple of runs, and you're at the bottom of the lineup, but no, you want Nolan Arenado at the plate, or you want Aaron Judge at the plate if you're the Yankees. You would be able to just send him up to the plate.
What if he's at second base?
That's what I was asking.
Ghost
because
runner!
I said,
Ghost runner
on second.
I said, well, Albert was on base during game six of the 2011 World Series. Albert
Lance
was
Berkman,
on base.
Yeah.
Lance Burke. I don't remember if he was on base or not. I think he was. Yeah,
he
you're
was
right.
On second.
Yeah, you're right. He was on. So
pathetic. So. You want to be an announcer.
He is an announcer. Go back to the bell. Ethan, you can hit him. If you can reach him, you can hit him.
I'm wondering if he was faking the whole drunk thing a minute ago. That's what I'm starting to wonder.
All he has to do is look at booze and he gets a high.
It's true. I was hugging people this weekend. I had one beer. I had half of a Coors Light.
I love you,
man. And I was like, you guys, I see you guys like once a year. You're the best. Let me give everybody hugs.
I'm so thankful for you.
Yeah.
Is the reason to that this has made it into the news, the golden at-bat rule in Major League Baseball, so people talk about baseball? Because usually, you know
maybe
how, like...
You
that
know, really could be a
you
reason.
You know, like, how Kentucky Fried Chicken's like, all right, we're going to put...
the golden bat.
Jelly and mustard on your chicken, and everyone's like, ew, disgusting. But then all of us yahoos in the media are like, let's talk about KFC.
Yeah, KFC jelly chicken.
KFC's like, what do we do?
Yeah. Yeah. We didn't even do jelly
Is this
chicken.
The version of that?
It could be. And the reason that I say that is that, you know, I have in the past said that baseball has one of the best off seasons because there tends to be a lot of movement and a lot of things go on. Last year was a very slow off season, very boring.
It's because the economy sucks.
The winter meetings, everything dragged out. There wasn't a lot of big signings or big trades or anything. Everything got pushed right up until the start of the season, even into spring training. So maybe this is a way to try and get a little bit of noise around baseball. When...
Can we enforce the golden at bat rule for Manfred? Can we like put Trump in charge now or something like that?
It's not a bad idea. Unfortunately, his contract, I believe, is he said he's not going to extend it once it's done. The
yeah,
bad
that's what
news,
David Freese is going to say when he's going up to the plate. He's like, my contract says I get to hit here, and you want to put in who?
The bad news is that I'm pretty sure it doesn't end until like 2028, so we still got a few years.
Does the golden guy have to be on the team?
The golden guy.
Like, because you could be like, oh, I'm going to call Cecil Fielder.
Did you say Rick Horton tweeted out something like...
Yeah, Rick Horton says... How about a golden defense rule? For one inning, your entire team can be in the field.
To which I add, the next inning, it has to be your entire coaching staff that plays defense. There's a lot of places you could go.
Cardinals would be in good shape.
I know.
Ollie Marmol, pretty young.
I want to see the coaching staff of each team play each other.
Does Yachty count? You know, he's special assistant. You know, too bad. Willie McGee
probably be the first time he shows up.
Willie McGee just left. Too bad. Poor timing. You know, that would have been a good one.
I wouldn't want to be associated with this if I were Yachty.
Golden bat, Terry Pendleton.
Just going to.
I know.
I'm surprised you know who that is.
Oh, hey, come
on.
I've been to St. Louis my whole life, man.
He thinks he's a local
center. Yeah, really. Pedro Guerrero.
Who?
He's like, Chick Hafey, let's
Pedro.
Go.
Pedro Guerrero.
You know, Slaughter.
If you're looking for a distraction, just go on X and search Golden Bat Rule and Golden at Bat, and people are having a day with it.
I bet so.
It's working. It's doing its job, which is to generate discussion.
But the funny part is...
Period.
I know they say that
no more.
They say good all publicity. My goodness, is good publicity.
That's what Ryan Wiggins said.
Yeah, seriously. But yeah. I don't know. Is this one of those things where it's like, why is this even a thing? Could this be bad for baseball? Even mentioning this, I mean, it could be maybe because people could look at this and say, this is ridiculous. This is almost like Savannah Bananas kind of
stuff. The person, which we have Savannah Bananas, and that's what makes them special.
Right.
Is that it's
they're coming
for
to Busch Stadium next year.
I know
also.
I'm in the lottery. Can you help me?
Nice. I could try.
I feel like if you implement the golden at bat rule, that the Major League Baseball player who steps in the place of the David Freese in that situation, if they don't garner at minimum a hit, they have to sacrifice their day's salary to charity.
Mm-hmm. They gotta melt down that bat, regardless of what it's made of.
The bat is not made of gold.
Even if it's a wood bat, you still have to melt it and give it to charity.
Anybody got a lighter?
Melt the bat.
Yeah.
You have people saying, who's coming up here in this situation, golden at bat? And they're gonna be like, no, I don't want to come up in this situation.
Rob Manfred says there is a buzz. That's not...
Yeah, that can mean so many different things. That can mean, like, someone mentioned it as a joke at the after party.
Yeah.
Like,
I think we've had so many different things.
The other things that came out of the after party probably didn't get reported on. Like, what if we made all the pitchers pitch with the opposite hand? That'd be fun.
We'd probably be good at it.
What if we
made the batters swing with no bats? They have to hit it with their hand. Yeah,
What if we blindfolded the pitcher and the batter? Yeah.
What if the balls were like a lot bigger and bouncy?
Like beach balls. Yeah.
You know, it's really funny though, because if you were to listen to sports talk radio mull over this, they're probably as outraged about this as we are the national deficit debt.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's the same rage.
And really.
And here we are.
What we're talking about is so much more important.
What, now or usually?
America's headed for a de facto bankruptcy, says Elon Musk. Yeah, let's discuss that. Because it's true. We're better than them.
Who are we and who are them?
We are the ones who are concerned about the national debt. We are those who are watching out for Americans.
A lot of accents coming out here.
You want to promote? Yeah, you want to promote your book there again? Right there, you can just pick it up. It's right next to you.
Sure. Called The Grocery List. Just came out Tuesday, so it's a week old. You know, a little baby book, really.
How's the algorithm doing?
It's great. Oh my gosh, it's killing it. Thank you guys. Thank you guys so much.
What
for just
is this
checking
problem?
It out.
Do you see what's happening right now? It's
what's,
like, you know,
is,
in Toy
in
Story when they flip
to
demo mode on Buzz Lightyear.
Spanish version, that's what it is.
Do you have a demo mode?
Bienvenidos a Grocery List.
Does that...
See, Grocery List, because it's the title of the book, didn't get translated. Yeah, you understand.
Well, you wrote it in American.
I wrote it in American. I wrote the book in American.
What is in your McDonald's cup?
What about if the balls are so big that you couldn't miss them? Like, everybody always gets hit.
Are you talking about baseball again?
Yeah, back to that.
They said strikeouts are an issue. Too many strikeouts.
Right.
You need to put the ball in play, Ryan.
Let's move the pitcher mound back into the outfield.
Let's take a break. Let's, Ethan... Reset the Wiggins.
I'm sorry.
Every day, one kid
you gotta
from
find
the
switch
from
and you gotta
the stands.
Flip it.
I'm afraid
gets
of where
to
it
come
is.
Down on the field.
That's
and
why
throw
we are
a
charged
real
it.
First pitch.
I'm not qualified.
I'm gonna go back to eating my yogurt.
Dessert. It's amazing you can still eat after that.
It's getting hot in here. Ooh,
it is not getting hot in here. It has been blazing hot in here. Can we just have a normal temperature in the studio? I don't know what else to say.
You really don't.
There's no
We're breaking way early.
I know.
Like, what?
It's because I gave up.
Left.
I gave up. There's no more
we
here.
We still have the rest of this hour.
Steve is writing our fire papers right now.
Fire papers? Is that what those are called?
He's probably a real big fan of the Golden Bed. How much of your Thanksgiving did you spend prepping for Christmas?
On Thanksgiving or holiday?
Time off. This past Thanksgiving week.
We actually did most of our decorating the weekend before Thanksgiving.
That's
so
good. That's
none,
ideal.
None.
Christmas shopping? Nothing?
No, we did a little bit of Black Friday shopping. I was in Florida, so we
did
were...
Did they not have Black Friday there?
They did. I was surprised.
Really?
Yeah, different culture, but they still kind of carried that
culture.
Over.
Different culture. Yeah, free.
Yeah. No, we were staying right across the street from an outlet mall, so you couldn't avoid it. So I decided to just embrace it. And I did my typical thing where on Black Friday, you know, the morning is crazy through about 1 o'clock in the afternoon. After that, it's not gone, but it gets less and less busy at each hour that goes into the evening. So I went at about 7 o'clock at night with my son, who was like, I don't want to go Black Friday shopping. So we just did it for about an hour. We got a couple pretty good deals because everything's still on sale at that time, just like it is in the morning.
Did you do any Black Friday shopping?
Most of it was online. I bought a few items for family members and stuff like that, but nothing major.
I think my oldest daughter and I went shopping on Black Friday. We started probably at about 12:30 in the afternoon, and I think we came home around 9.
Wow.
So we went, and I'm probably over 90% done shopping.
Really?
And I'm probably 75% done wrapping.
Wow.
Impressive.
I have gifts for you wrapped in my car right now.
Really?
Yeah, I'm thinking about keeping them. Can you
stop thinking about it and just give them to me?
No.
Now?
Definitely not.
Okay.
I'm going to put them under that tree, though. I just haven't. The one is too big for me to carry in and other things.
That sounds like you're bragging now.
Maybe I'll give it to Brad.
I'll be the judge.
Is will it? You?
Uh-huh.
It's not a nesting gift. It's a pardon.
Yeah, I'm going to pardon you. I'm going to pardon you right over to KMOX. I'll give you back to the DGS.
You know what the trouble is with going Black Friday shopping when you're not in town is
what
your
do you do with
luggage.
Your
yeah, like making sure that you have room to take stuff home. So I really only got a couple shirts and some little clothing items. We couldn't get anything
for
big.
You?
Mainly, yeah.
That's not Black Friday Christmas shopping?
Well, I didn't want to go through all that trouble, take something home, and then find out that my wife didn't like it, and then I'm going to have to fly back.
Do you buy for anybody other than your wife?
No. Do you want me to buy you a shirt?
You have literally given me a shirt before. Do you remember what was on that shirt?
Yeah, it was.
Where did it come from?
It was from a high school.
No, not that one. That was a good gift.
Ah, see?
I'm talking about the other one.
I don't remember the other one.
Yes, you do.
Oh, yeah. So that shirt was a little small on everyone.
Yeah.
I think it was a like youth medium.
Yeah. You gave that to me for Christmas.
And was it Che Guevara?
Obama as Che Guevara.
Obama as Che Guevara. That's
and
right.
And you saw that. You saw this tiny shirt of Obama as Che Guevara, whatever. And you were like, Annie would like this.
Uh-huh.
I don't even think that's what you thought.
No, I
thought you thought, I would like to give this to Annie, which is different.
I don't remember my whole thought process other than giving it to you. I do remember where I got it. It was a white elephant gift that somebody else was trying to get rid of.
Yeah.
That I said, I'll take that. I'll put that to good use.
Thank you.
Yeah. I don't see you wear that much.
I don't still have it.
Let's talk about the other really good gift I got for you, though.
The poop meat?
No, not that one. That was not a good gift. It was the Orphan Annie shirt.
Yes.
That was a cool gift.
From Centralia?
Yeah, I had to call the high school.
That was a very thoughtful gift. I had said before that it was on my bucket list to have an Orphan Annie, because the Centralia High School's mascot, they are the orphans.
Mm-hmm.
And the girls are the Orphan Annies. And I had said, in sincerity, that it was a bucket list item for me to get some merch from them.
Mm-hmm.
And you do that for me.
Once in a while, I can pull off a really good gift.
In a size that fit me.
That one wasn't, well, though, was it? It was a little small, wasn't it? I remember getting it and thinking, this is just not...
No, it's fine.
Is it fine? Okay, yes. I couldn't remember. But it
was an adult-sized shirt.
But I've gotten you some good gifts, right? I mean, I got you that.
that Christmas, or that album?
The photo album?
From Disney.
Huh?
Yeah.
Pretty good. This year, something a lot worse, because I don't have any good ideas.
Would you be willing to take ideas, suggestions from listeners on the YouTube channel?
I would be willing.
Thoughts? Yes. Budget?
Budget probably
$700-$800.
I don't want to go crazy.
I've already got your gift. I have completed your gift. There could be something else to something else's, but it really depends on your behavior.
Okay. Okay. Is it like a gingerbread house, but there's no decoration on it? And if I'm well behaved, you're going to put some gumdrops over the roof? Okay.
Not like that at all.
Okay.
We did our shopping. We did wrapping. We were trying so hard to get as much done as we possibly could. And I was telling my kids, the quicker we get this stuff done, the more likely I am to enjoy the Christmas season. Because when you become an adult, I mean, Christmas, if you want to look at it that way, is just a lot of work. There's a lot more to it, but you have to mentally focus on making sure that it is a fun season. I think that you have to actively participate in fortifying it as a positive thing, because it would be very easy with all of the money that you have to spend, all of the tasks, the chores, the decorating, the cooking, the weight watching, all of the different places, the parties you probably go to or whatever. It's a huge list of to-dos. And my favorite thing is to sit in my decorated house with the light, like the house lights off, but the Christmas lights on, and just sit in, even with the TV off. And that is, to me, like the very best. If the kids are in the family room or whatever with us, and we're maybe watching something like a Christmas movie or something, but like the calmest, quietest moments of Christmas are the best. And they can be very few and far between if you don't actively make the point to do that.
It can be busy. To me, Christmas is more of a religious holiday.
Okay.
It's dates back actually a couple thousand years now to the birth of Christ, the Christ.
I'm really hoping you don't blaspheme in this.
Go I'm on. Not. I'm not going to do that. Uh-huh. And it's
like Alan Lichtman or whatever his name is.
Right. Yeah. Do not blaspheme me.
As my poles. Tank goes, are you God?
What a ridiculous exchange that was. It's been a real wild ride since the election. Watching these, I mean, these clips are coming fast and furious.
It's popcorn every minute of it.
It really is.
And like to the point that we're discussing here, fitting all of that in with the Christmas holiday, it's a lot extra, but it's a positive extra. And the converse of it, we did this in 2020. We went through the holiday season lamenting the outcome of the election. And there are people in your family that are doing the same thing right now. And there's an opportunity there to, like, maybe just skip past it or not. Don't make people who feel bad about it feel worse about it. That doesn't get you anywhere. But it's December 3rd right now. We're 22 days away from 22 days. That's 3 weeks. It's going to be over.
Mm-hmm. Did you say you're done with shopping?
I'm as done as I can possibly be. There's one other thing that I have to have something from somebody else. Somebody else has to do something before I can do my part of it. But everything else is done.
What do they have to do?
I can't say. It's not for you.
Oh, okay.
It's not for anybody in the show. It's for family. I was reading an article on the Black Friday shopping and all that stuff. And it was Best Buy was talking about third quarter earnings report for fiscal 2025 released November 26th. The company reported that its U.S. comparable sales declined by almost 3% year over year. They're saying that people, it's not like the Best Buy thing is always interesting to me because I like to go into a store like Best Buy and touch and feel and see and experience the technology that I'm going to invest in. I don't want to just order it online. If I go see it at Best Buy and know what I want and can find it for considerably cheaper online, I'll consider it, but I will still pay more to go buy it from a store because I want the store to exist for me to be able to do that. And Best Buy is reporting that people are not spending. The decrease in sales, they are not attributing to, gosh, people are just going online for their things. They're attributing it to a decrease in sales. And this was my experience going around and shopping for things. There was not a single thing that I purchased that I thought, oh my gosh, that is such a great steal. Like, you felt like you really, really grasped the Black Friday benefit of shopping for things. Everything feels so gosh darn expensive. And I think the only way to answer that at this point in time is for people to start earning higher wages. Because I don't think those prices are going to come down.
No. There's a chance that they could ease a little bit, but nothing like we need. You know, even if the price of groceries and retail goods and things starts to just not be like, oh my gosh, high, like it just comes down a little bit, probably because of stuff, Brad, you mentioned a lot about the minute you affect energy prices, mm-hmm. that's going to give the retailers a little more room for shipping and for everything else. But even if they do come down a tiny bit, the only real change that you could see in the economy is if people's wages started to go up, because it's not going to come down enough.
Spending
for it to
will have consumer spending would have to go up.
Yeah,
and they have to have the funds to do it. In this article, it says during the company's November 26 earnings call, Best Buy CEO revealed that customers have reduced their spending more than previously expected during September and October. She said, we attribute this to a combination of overall ongoing macro uncertainty, customers waiting for deals and sales, which is definitely a mentality that you have when things are not costing what you need them to cost, and distraction during the run-up to the election, particularly in non-essential categories. So basically, if it's a want and not a need, people are waiting for a really good deal to come across, and the election had a lot of effect on it as well, according to the CEO of Best Buy. We expected lower demand between sales events, but the impact was even steeper than we estimated. And I'm not an economist, so I don't really know how you go about, I don't know the specific policies you implement to fix that type of a situation, but I'm saying, like, when I'm reading this finance article about what the CEO of Best Buy is talking about consumer spending habits, I'm telling you, I was one of those consumers this holiday season, more than I have ever been before.
And I'm telling you, I am always one of those consumers. I go to flea markets like crazy. And I can tell you, and I don't know, there's probably a word for this in the world of economics.
Cheap.
No.
Spendthrift.
Although if you say it twice, you can also add fun. you can tell when the economy's better.
When you said fun, he flapped his wings.
That's your fault for not watching. If you're listening in your car, it's your own fault for missing cheap.
You were saying?
When you go to flea markets, you can tell when the economy is doing better because there's more stuff. like there's more, I hate to call it trickle down, but it kind of is that when there's more stuff that's available because people aren't looking for deals as much. Not only is the consumer not as in need of deals, but there are a lot more people buying stuff higher up on the economic chain ladder. And so the stuff that is getting down further is better quality. It's a weird phenomenon, but I've been doing flea market stuff long enough to see that you can actually look at flea markets and determine how good the economy is to an extent by what quality of goods they have.
You know, and with online shopping too, Black Friday becomes an event that lasts like 3 or 4 weeks. That doesn't feel like Black Friday.
No.
And like it was Thanksgiving night and my daughter, Jensen, she either wanted to stay up all night or get up in the middle of the night and go do the thing. She's
That's
heard
fun.
About it.
That's fun.
And I said, I'll totally do it. But I said, I have to have a reason. I have to have a plan. We have to go to Kohl's to get this one thing for your brother or whatever it is because the deal is so great. I was looking for things.
You didn't see
it. I couldn't find a single thing that would made me go, this is worth losing sleep over. Because it would have been fun to go with my daughter. I have done Black Friday shopping a long time ago before I really had any responsibilities or obligations. But I've told the story many times on the air. The day after Thanksgiving, I always would go help my grandma decorate her house for Christmas. And she had an expectation that that was going to happen on that Friday. And so that kind of, if I was going to go in the afternoon over there, it was hard to get up super early and go shopping and then have to stop doing that process to go. So I just didn't do it as much. And I've always wanted to get back in there. But especially since COVID, those prices, they're just not enticing enough for me, at least, to engage in the process.
I know that I was at an airport, and that's the worst place possible to compare prices.
To buy anything.
But my goodness, yesterday, my son's like, can I go get a piece of candy? And I'm like, yeah, okay. And the flight was so late, they gave us a little voucher to get some stuff. He takes a $12 voucher up there and is like, I only got two candy bars. Two candy bars for $12. That's crazy.
Like a regular candy bar?
Just a regular candy bar.
It really is a universal thing that Americans are experiencing right now. And it doesn't, wherever you are in the economic ladder, you're going to experience it to a certain extent. And it's devastating for a lot of people. And I just think, gosh, if Donald Trump is able to recalibrate the system in any possible way, and, you know, I would certainly say stopping the over bloated spending and bringing that back into a place where it's manageable. I mean, like, what could we actually possibly, is it even in the conversation to balance a budget?
You know, what's strange is seeing some on the left, and these are like avowed, well-known public figure lefties like Bernie Sanders. I even saw Jared Moskowitz today praising parts of the DOGE, the Department of Government Efficiency.
The failed audit at the, was it the defense?
Pentagon.
Pentagon, yeah.
Seven or eight in a row.
Yeah, they don't even pass their audits, and it's like, well, we tried.
And to see these people on the left, politicians, who, you know, they could get a lot of mileage out of criticizing everything, saying, yeah, you know what? This is kind of a problem. Like, Washington does spend money pretty poorly. If you hear these leftist leaders saying it, I mean, Bernie Sanders, of all people, is about as big government as you get. And he's saying, yes, there's a lot of waste. So I'm looking forward to seeing what that, whatever you want to call it, agency, couple guys, whatever it is, what they do. They're informing people in Congress right now. I mean, you saw that Joni Ernst was meeting with them, and they're talking to the people who they need to talk to make a real difference. What'll it mean for prices? I don't know, but I like that it's happening.
Let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll wrap up the show with the results of today's YouTube live chat poll. Will Trump's cabinet be confirmed? We went through a list of the people who are out there right now that are going to need to be confirmed. Of course, there are a lot of other people who he's nominated or who he's appointed, I should say, that don't need confirmation. Do you think Donald Trump's going to get the cabinet he wants? All of it, most of it, or some of it? Annie Fry YouTube channel, come say hi. We'd like to hear from you in the chat. And leave us your vote. Dirk says, I chose most. You can't always get what you want, but you just might find you get what you need. Ding, ding. Ding, dilly, dilly.
Clap, clap, ding, ding.
We'll be right back. Don't go. We're talking about Black Friday and trying to save money. Everybody's looking to save money, always. But this year, it seems like even more so. Best Buy CEO talking about how spending is just down. It's not a matter of people just choosing to shop in different ways and spend their dollars elsewhere. People are just not spending, probably because they don't have it. I really have been trying so hard with my own kids and myself to not ask for things. Do you focus on experiences? People say experiences, not things. Do you guys do that at all in your family?
For a while, that was a focus of mine too. The problem is now I also don't have any time. So the experiences, that's great, but then I'm also allocating an evening or something when I don't know for sure. Unless we've already talked about it, it's like, hey, do you want to do this? Yes, I do. Then otherwise, it's like, well, I guess I'm going to go to an
especially
event.
For birthdays, too, I will encourage my family to get my kids to give them an experience with the person who's giving the gift. Like, go see a show or a play or something with grandma, or go out. A lot of times, especially my daughter's aunts will say, let's go get lunch and I'll go buy you an outfit or something. So they get to go shopping and they get to have lunch. That is so much better than here's another toy or here's another thing that is, there's so many things. And if you're just giving a thing to give the thing, I feel like we, to your point, we're so busy right now that we miss opportunities to spend time. We cover it with spending money. And especially in a moment where you don't have as much money to spend, maybe there is time to spend to do things. And it doesn't have to be, I mean, it could be lunch or something like that. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
No, I don't either. As long as I can do it. As long as you know, oh, this Saturday you don't have anything going on, we're going to do it this
Saturday.
But
it might be something that somebody else spent, like maybe the gift to you is that they take your kids.
Oh, that's huge.
To a movie, isn't it?
Yeah, heck yeah.
Wouldn't it be... I mean, if it sounds like what you're saying is you almost value your time more than your money.
Yes, to an extent. Although I would love like a big platinum suit.
Platinum. You know?
Yeah. Maybe the pants were made of ivory or something.
Oh. You hear them coming a mile away.
Like the Tin Man.
Conk, conk, conk. Look how rich I am.
That's exactly what everyone's thinking.
Ryan, have a seat. I can't.
I can't. I'll just stand this one.
Speaking of the Tin Man, did you see Wicked?
No, but I heard about Wiggins America yesterday, though.
Yeah? Did you listen to it?
No, but I heard about it.
Have you seen have you seen any of the promotional tour?
Yes, I have. It's terrible.
It really fits in with Wiggins America today.
Being terrible?
Well, that was an inference that you made.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it was mine.
Yes, in the sense that your Wiggins America today, and let me read the end, I quote,
we only got through a few of these, by the way. Here they are, the rest of them.
I'm not asking
we'll
you
go
to
ahead
do
and hit
more.
The sounder, Brad.
No. Embrace winter. This whole idea that everything is terrible and awful and bad, and we all need to talk about a 12-step program to get through. It's a season of the year. It's happening every year.
I think I remember this from last year.
Wicked, the whole press tour is essentially people talking about all of the saddest, most terrible things that have happened to them, which I get. Am I just because I'm here and I'm talking about this all the time? Are they talking about Trump just without saying his name?
I don't know.
Is he the Voldemort of the Wicked press tour, that all of this sadness and this burden that people feel is this looming 48 days away transition from Joe Biden's America to Donald Trump's America once again, and that these two witches are the only thing that are going to get him? I don't get it. Don't be so soft.
I'm talking to you, Ryan. No, you're not. The press for that was so strange because it's Ariana Grande and the other person, I don't know who that is, just sitting there holding hands.
Always.
And kind of like caressing each other, but not sexually, just oddly. And answering questions as if they were trying to drum up the deepest depths of their emotions to just every benign question that was being asked of them.
It's funny to go back. I've watched some press tours from Marvel movies that go out. Like, you have some of those, the Avengers characters or whatever, and you can tell when they're, like, towards the end mm-hmm. of the press tour, they give zero fudge brownies about what they say. And the people who ask the same question that they've answered over and over and over again, and then they just start talking nonsense, and then the interviewers nod like they feel very proud of themselves.
You know who's really good at that is Paul Rudd.
Yes, that's one of the people
who... I mean, he has a great time with those junkets.
Yes.
If you're not familiar with the way those run, and maybe this is common knowledge, I don't know, but...
I don't think it is.
The celebrity sits in a room... with usually like a poster of the movie behind them.
And a curtain.
Yeah, and a curtain. For usually a day, sometimes multiple days. And they just bring in, and the Wicked, for instance, would fly in local media, you know, like from St. Louis. They'd just say, oh, Channel 4 or whatever, their press junket guy. Mm-hmm. They fly them out to L.A. They sit in that room for 15 minutes.
It's a lot easier to bring the press to your Hollywood A-listers than it is to bring the A-listers to the press
But then your stars of the movie are sitting there in a room answering pretty much the same question over and over and over.
To the Ryan Wigginses from all over the country.
Exactly. And here's the other crazy thing is that it's not like the interviewer usually wants to get in something weird because they want to go viral. They want to have something that's not.
They want to ask something that's different than everybody else.
Yeah.
That's in there.
They want to make a mark on the star just the same way as you want to hear the star say something other than, oh, it was a real challenge to play this character, but I really liked it. I loved that we were all on the same page as a cast and a crew, whatever. They want to ask something different, but there's somebody standing right off camera the whole time from Wicked who's just going, not pertinent, not pertinent, not pertinent. Like, they just yell, and they ruin the questions if it's not related to the movie. They'll let them go a little bit, because they know that it can go viral if you let them loose a little bit, but they're trying to keep you focused on promoting the movie. And so these stars, by the end, like you said, they're just going, I don't know, and they're just making stuff. Paul Rudd will answer, he says, I will answer questions that you're not asking just because I'm bored.
Yes. And you can tell that he's the type of guy who gets bored quickly.
And he's good at doing it.
Yes.
He'll make it sound right.
This week, people are taking the lyrics of Defying Gravity and really holding space with that. And
what does it mean to hold space with that?
I don't know, but I like that Ariana Grande is sitting there going, oh, yeah, that's a good question.
Holding space with that.
Feeling power.
Feeling power in the space that they're holding.
This isn't even the clip I've seen.
Can you please...
This is a different one.
Can you please do this, but as a promo for our show?
Can you get me into the next press junket? I mean,
will you
really.
Do it? Will you do it? I'll try.
It's not a long shot.
No, we can do it.
Okay. Yeah, let's do it.
You're going to ruin our show.
I'm going to ask... I will tell you this. No matter the movie, I'm going to ask these questions verbatim.
Scene,
whatever they are.
This week, people are taking the lyrics of Defying Gravity and really holding space with that and feeling power in that.
I didn't know that was happening.
Mm. I've seen it, yeah.
That's...
This is my favorite part coming. She says, I've seen it, yeah, but listen to listen to the heavy-hitting research she's done.
Really powerful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what I wanted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like holding hands?
I didn't know that was happening.
I've seen it on a couple posts. I don't know how widespread, but, you know, I am in queer media, so that's...
I've seen it on a couple posts?
The best part of it, and you mentioned it, Ryan, you said it, holding hands. She's not holding her hand. She's holding her finger. She holds one single finger.
Yeah, they're just sort of like touching their fingernails to the tops of each other's hands.
They're like 2-inch long fingernails. This is so weird.
It's so weird.
Well, that's what I'm asking.
But there are people who are... seeing, like, this woman, she doesn't even believe what she's saying. She's like, yeah, I've seen a couple posts. I don't know how widespread it is.
Yeah, she's like a disclaimer.
You're in front of
see a lot of that.
Two of the current hottest, biggest stars in all of theater, and you're like,
And her credibility is, I'm in queer media, so, you know, I know.
These two stars, Ariana Grande you've seen a billion times. This other woman, she looks like she's out of the rich people of the Hunger Games. Like, what is she wearing? She's wearing, like, a hat that looks like a pillbox green felt marker.
It's the nose ring. The nose ring's what gets me.
Peter Pan's hat.
Yeah, kind of. Is
that a feather?
What's happening? What is this movie? I mean, it's a popular play.
Well,
still
Ethan,
never seen it.
Ethan brought it to Wiggins America yesterday, yeah. And it was better than this one today. But
well,
still, we were able to make a point out of it. However, I said to Ethan yesterday, I wanted to see this movie. And every time I see one of these, I'm like, I'm not seeing this movie.
Yeah.
Not in the theater. I might wait to stream it when it's on something
I've
I'm already paying for.
Great things about Wicked. People say Wicked's really good.
I've wanted to see it.
But I don't know about the movie.
On the stage.
Yeah.
I've never been able to see that. I just, you know, like you said, time. Like, how do you find the time? And I haven't found the time, but I've wanted to see it. And I thought, okay, I'll go see the movie. And I'm just like, I can't.
I can't do it. This is about 6 years ago. I have free tickets to a show at the Fox. And I don't know what it was. All I remember is showing up.
You didn't know what the show was?
No, because it was just free tickets. And my wife were like, hey, we actually have that day. Let's go do it. And we went and... It was like colors. I think it was just colors. And all we remember is people like waving some kind of like flags and different colors and like different lights would
you
come
went to
on.
A pride parade.
And they'd go, and no, it would go orange, purple.
It was the visual
orange.
Version of Stomp.
I still don't to this day. I'm like, what are we doing?
Was it pretty?
Yeah, it was nice.
It's free.
That's wasn't much of a storyline, but...
Ethan, you want to take us through the results of the poll today?
Thank God. Today's YouTube live chat poll, 241 votes. Will Trump's cabinet be confirmed? 69% say most of it, 24% say all of it, 7% say some.
Oh, that's interesting. I'm going all of it. I don't think there's anyone who's not going to get through right
all
now.
All right.
I think if they go in front of the confirmation process that they make it through. You guys are both some of it.
No, we're most of it.
I think all
most
of it.
Most of it, I mean?
Yeah.
You said all of it?
All of it.
Ethan, you got any thoughts?
Nope.
No guys.
Most of it. I'll say most of it.
How honest he is, that Ethan. Thank you for being with us. You can check out the podcast at anniefryshow.com and keep it right here for the Mark Reardon Show coming up next.